I do not know, I said. I do not know how things are in my country. Until I was 14 years old, my country was 3 cassava fields and a limba tree. And after that, I was in yours. So do not ask me how my country works. Hmm, said Sarah. She waited for a minute, and then she said, So what do you want us to do? I looked again at the city we saw from that balcony. I saw for the first time how much space there was in it. There were wide gaps between the city blocks. I thought these dark green squares were parks and gardens, but now I saw that they were just empty spaces, waiting for something to be built. Abuja was a city that was not finished. This was very interesting to me, to see that my capital city had these green squares of hope built into it, to see how my country carried its dreams in a see-through bag. I smiled at Sarah. Let us go and collect the stories. You're sure? I want to be part of my country's story. I pointed out into the heat. See, they have left space for me. Sarah held on to my hand very tight. All right, she said. But, Sarah... Yes? There is one story I must tell you first. I told Sarah what happened when Andrew died. The story was hard to hear, and it was hard to tell. Afterward, I went back inside the hotel room, and she stayed out on the balcony on her own. I sat down on the bed with Charlie, and he watched cartoons, while I watched Sarah's shoulders shaking. The next day we started our work. Early in the morning, Sarah walked out into the street and she gave a very large amount of money to the military policeman waiting outside the hotel. After this, their eyes were the eyes of the faces on the banknotes that Sarah gave them. They saw nothing but the inside of the military police car's glove box and the lining of the policeman's uniform pockets. The policeman's only rule was, we had to be back at the hotel before sunset each evening. My job was to find people who would normally be scared to talk to a foreign journalist, but who talked to Sarah because I promised them that she was a good person. These were people who believed what I told them, because my story was the same as theirs. I discovered there were a lot of us in my country, people who had seen things the oil companies wished we had not seen, people the government would prefer to be silent. We went all around the southeast of my country in an old white Peugeot, just like the one that my father used to have.